I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Child labor, sex trade, begging, and utter poverty. That's what the children of the Dalit families in India and other Asian nations face every day. Gospel for Asia's K.P. Yohanan is the voice crying out on behalf of the children who have been labeled slumdogs. His new book, No Longer a Slumdog, tells their stories. GFA is part of the solution, as evidenced by the 60,000 children in the Bridge of Hope program.
22 rural villages completely been transformed over these 5 years, not only because of our loving the kids and their grandchildren, but also they found out Jesus Christ died for them and he is their living savior.
Next, America appears to be reprioritizing the American dream. Researcher George Barna says it looks like lifestyle has changed, but not spiritual lifestyle. Evangelist Sammy Tippett agrees. The good news is that conditions mirror that of the Great Prayer Revival of 1857. The bad news, it boils down to some straight talk about priorities, money, and the gospel.
I think part of the skepticism that has grown in America is because we talk about God doing something in us, but then that never gets out to helping people. And when we start reaching out, when God does such a deep work in us that it changes our lifestyles, we are able then to take that income that we have and help people with that.
And extreme poverty is being fought by a mission team bringing shoes and love to Kenyan kids. Buckner International's mission team has been in southern Kenya for over 3 weeks. They're working with a Christian day school, teaching lessons, cooking meals, and just having fun with the kids. Through Buckner's Shoes for Orphan Souls program, they were recently able to give out new pairs of shoes to the students and orphans from 7 orphanages. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can now have Mission Network News delivered daily to your personal email address absolutely free. Go to missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.